From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. President Obama in a few hours will deliver a major speech in Washington calling on U.S. lawmakers to approve of the international nuclear agreement reached with Iran last month to limit its nuclear program in exchange for a lifting of sanctions. Mr. Obama will urge lawmakers in the midst of a 60-day review of last month's comprehensive deal to avoid squandering a historic opportunity to cut off Iran's path to an atomic bomb. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is again expressing concerns over China's massive island-building efforts in the South China Sea. Kerry met with China's foreign minister on the sidelines of the 10-nation ASEAN Forum on Wednesday. He reiterated concerns about rising tensions.
The United States shares the frequently expressed desire of ASEAN members to preserve the peace and stability of the South China Sea. We want to ensure the security of critical sea lanes and fishing grounds, and we want to see that disputes in the area are managed peacefully and on the basis of international law.
Meanwhile, Beijing has rejected criticism of its efforts and has refused to engage in discussions at regional gatherings like the ASEAN meetings. Pakistan's former cricket captain, Wasim Akram, says he escaped a gun attack on the southern port city of Karachi. Akram said Wednesday he was on his way to a sports stadium when a man rammed his vehicle into his car and then opened fire before fleeing. He told a Pakistani news channel that he did not know who was behind the attack. Akram made his international debut with a one-day international against New Zealand in 1984 and was rated as one of the all-time great left-arm fast bowlers. This is VOA News. U.S. drones and aircraft have begun arriving at an airbase in southern Turkey, according to the country's foreign minister Wednesday. It comes ahead of the launch of a planned effort to clear Islamic State militants from an area of Syria across the Turkish border. Mevlut Cavusoglu said Turkey and the U.S. would soon start an extensive battle against the Islamic State group, leading to safer conditions for moderate opposition forces who are fighting militants. Investigators may know by the end of the week whether an airplane part that washed up on an Indian Ocean island belonged to the missing Malaysia Airlines passenger jet, according to Australian officials. French, Malaysian, and Australian officials said Wednesday that they will begin a thorough examination into the debris that was discovered last week on a beach at France's Reunion Island near Madagascar. Two passenger trains have derailed during a flash flood overnight Tuesday in central India, killing at least 24 and injuring scores more. This is an Indian Railways spokesman.
The approach to the culvert, the track, it caved in because of the heavy rains and because of the wet soil, soft soil, which it became because of the rains, rainwater. So it led to the derailment. Six coaches of Kamayani Express got derailed. Similarly, on the other track, the Janata Express was coming and one engine and four coaches of that train also got derailed.
Authorities said more than 300 passengers had been rescued, although there are fears that the death toll could rise. The United Nations revealed Wednesday the Afghan conflict has caused almost 5,000 civilian casualties, including up to 1,600 deaths in the first half of this year. Meanwhile, the Taliban has rejected the report. Ayaz Ghul reports.
In its mid-year report released in Kabul, the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan noted that some 90% of civilian casualties resulted from intensification of ground engagements between Afghan security forces and insurgents. UNAMA Chief Nicholas Hesam says that the anti-government forces were responsible for close to 70% of all the civilian casualties, primarily through the use of improvised explosive devices and through the targeted killings of civilians and attacks on civilian locations.
Of the nearly 5,000 civilian casualties, 5,000, there has been an increase in the number of women and children as a percentage of civilian casualties.
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
London was braced Wednesday for the second shutdown of the underground within a month as trade unions stage a strike over plans to run tube trains all night on the weekends. The walkout will last from 6:30 p.m. local time until Friday morning. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.